As hospitals resume procedures that were put on hold during the pandemic, blood donors are needed now more than ever. The Canadian Blood Services has teamed up with us here at VOCM once again to encourage people to donate blood and fill every available appointment. Gordon Skiffington is Territory Manager at Canadian Blood Services for St. John's. He joins us live by telephone. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jerry Lynn. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. Today's the big day, Gord.
Today is the big day. It's the annual VOCM blood drive.
Yeah, and so just tell us how the pandemic has changed the need for, and well, the availability, really, of blood.
Yeah, so the need for blood has been constant, even throughout the pandemic. And our donor centers remain open, even during the lockdowns. You know, we have robust cleaning protocols, mandatory masks, enhanced wellness and screening measures in place to help protect anyone who enters our donor centers. But again, you know, we need all blood types every single day of the year, and even during the pandemic, the need. It did decrease a little bit at the onset of the pandemic, with elective procedures being postponed. And, you know, coming out of the pandemic, we're really seeing an increase in the demand for blood and blood products as procedures are starting to resume.
And so how great is the need right now?
So the need is great. One of the things, donation is by appointment only in order to be able to ensure physical distancing at our donor center. But again, you know, we need all blood types every single day of the year. One of the things as well, traditionally during the summertime, we see an increased demand because more people are on vacations, more people on the highways, and unfortunately, accidents do occur. And with the opening up, you know, of the provinces, the demand will definitely increase over the next few weeks over the into the summer.
And are you able to put it in perspective in terms of need, say, like how many donors it would take to meet the needs of someone with leukemia?
So it can take up to 8 donors a week to help a child at the Janeway who's receiving treatment as a result of leukemia. 5 donors to help somebody who's undergoing a heart surgery procedure. And if somebody's involved in a car crash, and, you know, we hear of car crashes too often here in our province, it could take up to 50 donors to help somebody who was involved in a car crash and had serious internal injuries.
Wow. And it's all in us to give. There's 243 appointments at the St. John's Donor Center that need to be filled every week. How difficult is that?
So it is challenging. Again, you know, certain times of the year is a little bit more challenging than others, but I'm really pleased to say that this week, most all the appointments have been filled with the promotion that the VOCM is doing, has been doing all week. But there are a few open appointments, and missed or canceled appointments are difficult to fill. We did have a few missed or canceled appointments earlier on in the week. So if you make an appointment, please try to keep your appointment. If you're unable to make it to your appointment, then if you can please cancel so that we can try to find somebody else to take your place and consider rebooking into July and August, especially, you know, today being the VOCM donor day. We want to fill every single appointment. We want, to collect about 60 units of blood today. So again, if you can't make your appointment, you know, if you can please cancel or reschedule so that somebody else can go on blood.ca, they can download the Give Blood app or call our toll-free number 1-888-2-DONATE to be able to fill any canceled appointments for today.
Yeah, and Gord Skiffington, you're asking people to share their story or reason for joining Canada's Lifeline. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, totally. So, you know, we do encourage people to, when they come to the donor center, to take some selfies, you know, spread the word on, you know, the social media. This is actually National Blood Donor Week, and everything we do to help patients in Canada relies on the ongoing support of donors, because blood donors is the vital link in Canada's lifeline. So this week also, you know, it's not only the OCM Donor Day, it's actually National Blood Donor Week, and it's a time to celebrate, you know, the unparalleled generosity of blood donors. And, you know, we want them to inspire the new generation of donors to help save lives. So by taking photos, you know, and posting on your social media, you know, hopefully we'll be able to, you as a donor will be able to inspire the next generation as well to donate.
Absolutely. Gordon Skiffington, Territorial Manager at Canadian Blood Services, thank you so much for checking in with VOCM.
Thanks so much. And again, you know, if you want to book an appointment, we ask that you go to blood.ca. You can download the Give Blood app or call 1-888-2-DONATE. And today we are open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And again, it's by appointment only.
Appointment only. Yes, sir. We'll see you later on today.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate everything VOCM has done.
And likewise. That's Gord Skiffington with Canadian Blood Services.